All right. Good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kayak Fishing Radio Tuesday edition with the Double L. Chris, in the other room, I have been vanquished to another room because of the echo. How's it going on the other side of the wall, Chris?
So far, so good. I think the birds are a little bit noisy. I think you guys can hear them. Sorry, not much I can do about that.
That's all right. They're just birds. All right, well, chat room's still filling in. Got a lot of people showing up. LGB, how's it going? Tom Matal's in there. Got some guests.
He's on the
guests, you can register. What?
I believe we've got Tom with us live.
Okay, we'll get to him in a minute. We got some guests there. Hammerhead, Mr. Crisp, how's it going, buddy? King Rat. Hey, look, Rich Jones. What's going on down south in the old Everglades, Rich? Saw your pictures you put up today. I'm jealous, as always, of you. Mr. Choi, how you doing? Sean Russell from Texas. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Appreciate you coming in. And if you guys, like I said, guests, you guys can register for free. We've been having some hiccups with that, but do we have that link we had? What was that link we had last week, Chris? Maybe we could get that back. Chip's not here yet. Everybody's refreshing, I guess. But anyway,
there's no way
yes,
to
anyway.
Be back right this second, Mark. I can't.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. If you're having trouble, guests, I do apologize. We're just kind of, I don't know what's going on with the server and all here, but everybody, we've had a few complaints in the past, and we're trying to work on that. It's one of those issues with the Blog Talk host. It's nothing to do with the Kayak Fishing Radio Network necessarily. It's got something to do on the Blog Talk end, I believe. But you can try using your Facebook or Twitter account or start your own account on Blog Talk Radio to be able to get in the chat room and chat it up. You can read the chats now as a guest, but you can't say anything to us. So hopefully we'll get that all straightened out. Anyway, well, like I said, good evening, everybody. Got some people still popping in and out. Had a pretty good trend here going on lately with the weather and all. Fishing's been real great, so we'll get to some fishing reports. Chris and I had a long 3-day weekend at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo, which we're going to recap some of that tonight. And maybe if I got enough time, we'll even give you some of our saga in the hotel drama we had. If you follow us on Facebook, you probably already caught a gist of that. We had a not-so-eventful hotel stay to begin our trip with. Kayak Kevin was here, and he just fell out again. I guess he's refreshing. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so, so we'll get to all that stuff shortly. First thing, as always, I'm going to keep addressing is the Virginia Beach boondoggle coming up. The date for that is October
boondoggle,
5th through the 8th.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Sorry.
We got Chris in full button mode tonight, so y'all stand by. I'm sure we're going to get a lot more of that. Anyway, we got the boondoggle coming up on Columbus Day weekend, October 5th through the 8th. As that little voice just said, what the heck is a boondoggle? If you're not aware of a boondoggle, just a reason for everyone to get together and go fishing. It's not a tournament. It's not anything competitive about it. Well, directly competitive. I'm sure there'll be some competitiveness once we get out there. But in general, it's just a reason for everybody to get together and go fish. So I know people will be coming in from all over the, at least the eastern seaboard, excuse me. Hopefully we'll have some people from all over the country coming in. I already know people are starting to book up the campground. So if you want a cabin at the First Landing State Park, you better get in on that. There's several camping sites to be had there. And then we have two other campgrounds down at the oceanfront. And, of course, we have more hotels than you can shake a stick at. But it's going to be a great time. That time of the year here in Virginia Beach, for those of you who aren't from our neck of the woods and aren't aware of it, is definitely a time to be fishing around here. That's why we always hold our TKA tournament at the same time of the year, which is the week before So get all your information at yakangler.com/boondoggle, and you can also get it here at kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. We also have put up a thread on the tkaa.org site for the boondoggle. We'll keep information going in there for everyone. And as always, you can always feel free to contact myself. You can contact me through Facebook or our website, firstlandingyakfish.com, wherever you want to get in touch with us. If you have any questions or anything that we can help you with, getting set up and traveling to our neck of the woods. So please don't hesitate to call on us. We'll be more than happy to help you with anything. Chris has a special announcement regarding the boondoggle. We've gotten a very generous...
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Oh, I thought I'm supposed to hit it every time you said boondoggle. No?
You can hit it anytime you want. That's why you're the creative director on the other side of the wall. So, Chris, you have a special announcement for one of our raffles, gifts, whatever we're going to do with it. What did you procure this weekend at the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo for us to use at the boondoggle?
I am extremely honored to announce that Mr. Rob Choi graciously agreed to donating one of his fish rubs to the boondoggle. Again, that's
very cool.
Mr. Rob Choi is donating this. If you guys are not familiar, please look him up on Facebook. You can see some of his stuff. It's absolutely incredible. I can't wait for the next Christmas card. But maybe we get lucky and somehow we win Mr. Rob Choi's fish rub. Like I said, these things are incredible. Rob, I know you're in the chat room. If you like, go ahead and put up a link.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Yes, Mr. Choi does do a great job with those, and we're not sure what we're going to do with it, a raffle or something, but we are definitely excited to have that. As Chris said, we get a Christmas card from the Choi's every year with some of his fine work, so... And no, Tom, it is not anything like a pork rub. So just calm down over there. It's a fish rub. I know there's a technical term for it, but I'm not even going to try to butcher that. So if anybody would like to call in, Mr. Choi, you're more than welcome to call in this evening if you'd like to. And you can give us the technical rundown on that, but I am not going to even touch that one.
Maybe Tom knows how to say it, honey.
Who does?
Tom.
Tom does not know how to say it.
Tom.
Hey, I thought I'd
all right. Yeah, he could give it a try, and he'd butcher it just as bad as I'd butcher his name, I'm sure, too. So we're going to keep flowing with that. We'll get to Tom here in a second. Don't mean to stick you on hold, Tom, but you can sit back and pop the top on a cold one or something and wait for me. So I mentioned TKA a minute ago, TKA.org. TKA has opened the registration to our annual charity tournament. This will be our eighth year. I've been teasing everybody, keep saying it was going to open. I got tired of lying to everyone, so I called the source and said, open the damn registration. So I'm tired of lying to our listeners. So it's open. So if you guys are interested, if you're going to attend, it is now time to go ahead and register, because the first 100 get usually a very awesome captain's bag. So you might want to get in on that. But if you're not familiar with TKA's tournament, we raise all of our money goes to HAL and Project Healing Waters. Last year we had close to 250 anglers here in the Tidewater region, and I know we raised over $10,000 for those two causes. It's a great event. Don't let the word tournament, I've had a lot of people in the past say, well, I don't fish tournaments. Don't worry about a tournament. Come hang out with us. We have a great time. Wayne and everyone do a great job of getting raffles together. I think we spend at least 2 hours almost, it seems like, or more, giving away prizes, and it's a lot of very, very good prizes. I know we have Hobie on again as one of our sponsors, and they will be doing the Pro Angler again, and that's going to be going for the Grand Slam, and then we have numerous other kayaks that will be up for the individual species, and actually Mr. Bradby was on the water this evening, so he was going to call in, but now he's going fishing, so he'll be calling in next week to give everybody a little more details about the tournament. But take a look at your calendars, make the boondoggle, make the TKA tournament, or make both of them. Maybe you can get enough time off and come hang out with us here in Virginia Beach for a whole week. Yes, Kevin, I know it's hard to believe that it's been 8 years. Doesn't seem like it, does it? It's pretty wild. We went from 8 years ago, we had 42 anglers, I believe it was, in our first rainy, crappy weather event. And since then, we've grown. Like I said, we've had almost 250 last year. So just gives you a lot to show you how much the sport's grown, too. Gosh, couldn't even imagine 8 years ago if you would have told me we would have 250 at this event. Yes?
Just a quick correction on that. It's 125. The first 125 that register for the tournament will be included in the captain's bag.
Okay. Well, there you go. But I still wouldn't drag your feet every 125. I think we already have, what did Wayne tell me, over 50 have already registered. So usually what happens is if you fished it in the past, you get the first invitation to sign up, and then we open it to the public thereafter. So everybody who's fished it before already knew that it was open, but now anyone who has not attended in the past, it is now open. So trying to read the chat room there, make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah, Kevin, as I was saying, it's 8 years. It's been 8 long years. Kevin, if you got a minute, you can call in tonight, too. We're going to talk about the show we were at this weekend, so if you want to call and add anything to the topic later on, I'll be glad to hear from you. So, yeah, so we got that going on. Just locally, for any of my kayak and Tidewater area friends, I'll be at the Virginia Beach Anglers Club this Thursday night doing kayaking and obviously kayak fishing, but Virginia Beach Anglers Club is a great organization. Actually, it was the first club I joined when I first started fishing around here. I was a member there of 10 years, one of the oldest clubs in the area. They've been around since the 1950s. But anyway, if anybody's in the area, like to come on out, it's open to the public. Love to see you. Come out, hang out with us. Virginia Beach Anglers Club is a really cool organization. A lot of good people, a lot of members there. Miss Julie Ball, one of our local celebrities, is a member. Been one for a long time, and a lot of good charter captains even in our area are a member of that club, so a lot of knowledge there, a lot of good stuff going on. So like I said, this Thursday night, 7:30, Virginia Beach Anglers Club. It's on Lynn Haven Parkway. You can get the information. I put the link up yesterday on my Facebook page, but love to see some of you guys out there. Anybody locally want to come and hang out with me, and it'd be great to see you. So we're going to get to the fishing reports now, because I know that's what everybody wants to hear about, including myself. Chris and I have not been on the water since I've been home. We've been too busy going to that show last weekend. So we're heading out tomorrow, isn't that, aren't we, honey?
Yes, we are. Can I hit the button now for the news?
You can hit any button you like. Okay, hit the button again.
Again?
That's a long one. No, I meant stop it. I didn't mean hit it again. I meant stop it. I can't.
That's the build-up to the news.
Oh, okay. I'm going to get chipped so bad when I see him the next time. All right, well, we're going to do the fishing report locally. Land, fishing. You were to tell me a month ago, I'd be reading this fishing report to everyone in the beginning of April, I tell you we're crazy. But fishing here in the Tidewater area is just incredible. One of the things that was pretty exciting this weekend is one of the gentlemen at our fishing show we went to, the charter captain, has a fleet of boats that leave out of Rudy, and they were calling him, telling him that the boats were giving him reports of schools of big red drum coming up the coast as they were out fishing. They were heading out to do some deep dropping and sea bass, and I don't know where they were exactly heading, but they were seeing schools upon schools of big red drum heading to the Chesapeake Bay. So that's a good sign right there, even though some have been caught, but seeing schools of them is even a better sign. So that's pretty exciting to know that they're coming in already. The flounder bite has really taken off well. Rudy, Lynn Haven, the high-rise third and fourth island, which is quite a paddle for any of us kayakers, but great flounder bite over there. Eastern Shore still doing well. That's not too bad if you guys want to take a trip. Drive over to Wachaprig or Oyster and put in. I did see some nice flounder caught even locally close in that Rudy. So Lynn Haven's starting to pick up some nice flounder. So every day is getting better around here. I saw somebody just mentioned in there about the tog. Yes, a tog. I mentioned it last week on the show. Over 24 pounds was caught by Ken Neal of the Healthy Grin, which I still get a chuckle every time I think about it. A tog being caught by a dentist, and the name of his boat's the Healthy Grin. So if you've ever seen a tog before and you've seen their teeth, you probably understand why I think it's funny. But Kevin and I were talking at the show about that. Ken Neal is a great captain who takes a lot of people out. They do a lot of offshore fishing, deep dropping for tile and all different types of species, and a lot of people have gotten some records off of his boat, but Ken has never been the one to get any of those records. A lot of other people have been fortunate enough to fish with him and do well, so it's pretty cool to see Ken also finally get a nice fish on his own boat. So congrats to Ken Neal on that there tog. So what else have we got going on? Tom Vanderheiden is not in the house, is he?
No, he is not.
No, I think he's fishing also. Anyway, Croker, Tom. Tom Croker are coming in even better and better. I unfortunately had to go down to the Chesapeake Bay to work on a house today, and I saw the netters out there working, so that's a sign that the Croker are here. But not unfortunately, I had to work. Unfortunately, I had to see the netters out there pulling up nets. But that means the Croker are in. Speckled trout everywhere. I don't know where you can't go right now and catch a speckled trout. Rudy, Lynn Haven, still in the Elizabeth River. I have not heard any reports from up in the Pocosin area and all, but I'm sure there's some trout up that way. Mob Jack, always good. I spoke with some people this weekend at the show, and they said they're starting to see some in the Mob Jack area. Nothing like it used to be, but it's getting better up there all the time. Yep. Croker choker. Yeah, so Tom Vanderheiden will be very happy. I'd have to say, looking at this past winter and looking at the current trend already, I believe Virginia saltwater fishing is going to see an incredible year. From our bluefin tuna bite this winter, less than a mile offshore, our state record striped bass was broke this year. Now the tog record. The fishery starting as early as it has and with the numbers it's had. I mean, 30-inch bluefish being caught inshore. I think this year is going to be the year to be fishing in the Hampton Roads area. I talked to some captains last weekend, and they were thinking the same thing. I mean, the water temperatures, I mean, I think it's going to be a great year to be fishing around here. So I'm pretty excited about all that. It's shaping up to be awesome. So going back to the fishing report, I got sidetracked there, getting excited myself about what's coming up here. The flounder bite, still strip baits, minnows. I'm sure you can get some on artificials, but it seems like when they first show up, the bait is the better technique and trick to getting them to bite. The old Chesapeake cocktail, a mud minnow and a strip of squid. Speckled trout, they've been having good bites with those on top water. And then, of course, jigs, your usual suspects there, bass assassin, shad tails, and, of course, gulps working well for them, too, I'm sure. So the reds, time to get your crabs and your clams together over there. I've heard of some black drum being caught on the eastern shore. So get your stuff together, everyone. If you're not ready, you better get ready, because it's going to be a matter of minutes before it's going to just bust wide open. I got some flounder belly. There you go. Great bait right there, flounder belly strips. I'm reading the chat room for those of you just listening. Had some more listeners pop in the guest room, so thank you, everybody. I'm rambling away here. Juan Vernet. Hey, Juan, what's going on? Our kayak Kevin. We got a couple of New Jersey folks in here. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Hey, Kevin, Mark, that's Dennis. That is the gentleman that's starting the Howe chapter up in New Jersey.
Oh, very cool. Well, welcome. Thank you, Dennis, for tuning in. Dennis and a group of people up in New Jersey have just started a New Jersey Howe chapter. Go check them out on Facebook, everyone. We had Tom Van Ryden a couple of weeks ago from our local Howe chapter, and great thing you're doing up there, guys. Thanks a lot. We really appreciate it. You won't regret a moment of it. It's a great time. You'll enjoy every bit of it. So maybe someday you come down here and attend one of our events with us, and likewise, we get up your way. Maybe come down for our tournament. What's going on, Juan? Very cool. Really appreciate it. I got sidetracked there again. So we got Mr. Tom Mattal on the phone. Tom, this past weekend, was the director, coordinator of a Shad tournament on the James River. After our second day at the show, Chris and I went, they had their awards banquet, I guess you'd call it, or whatever, at local restaurant in town. We went over there in 10. So we're going to get Tom briefly, if he's ready, to just let us know how the tournament turned out and what all went on that, on Saturday. Tom, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very good. Hear you loud and clear, as long as Chris doesn't override you.
Is she going to play some kind of intro music for me?
I can.
I don't know if we got anything.
No.
Here, I got one for you, Tom.
Nice. Well, that'll be the last time Tom calls into the show. All right. We got that.
God, I just have to make sure I keep my mouth clean.
Yeah, you go ahead. We'll figure out a way to... We'll put Chip to work and have him do some editing. He hasn't had to do any editing for us in a while. Joey laughs.
That's good.
Very cool. Nice goat. I don't know if it was a goat, but...
Sounded more like a sheep to me, honey.
I'm glad. I'm going to keep my mouth quiet, too, because I'd hate to be the host and get edited all in the same evening. So you got... What do you mean,
Chip?
Call
in
what
and
you
all
saying?
Hell breaks loose.
Yeah, it'll be the single L show after this week. Chris will be doing her own show. Chip will get me to boot. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, we're not going to go any further with that. Let's switch from mammals and go to fish. How about that? So you had the Shad tournament this past weekend. How'd that go for everyone?
It went really well.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, excuse me?
Nothing. Go ahead. I was just busting.
Okay. No. Yeah, the turnout was we had a decent turnout. We had about 15 people or so, and we set this thing up about a month and a half or 2 months ago, so we didn't have a whole heck of a lot of lead time to build up for the tournament. But yeah, everyone except for three of us, and we'll just keep those people nameless, caught a bunch of fish. Unfortunately, I apparently caught all mine the day before, so. But no, everyone seemed to have a good time. The weather cooperated. We had a little bit of rain in the morning, and right after everyone got off the water, the thunderstorms rolled in, so that worked out well. We raised I don't have the final tally yet on how much we raised, but our estimates are that we raised several hundred dollars for the National MS Society. And for sort of throwing it together at the last minute, you know, I was pleased with that. You know, we had some great sponsors. You guys sponsored with First Landing. Luther stepped up and donated some stuff from Yak Attack. A bunch of local guys donated some custom jigs and other things. You know, it seemed like a really good time. Everyone seemed to have a good time. The after party was fun. You know, I appreciate you all coming out after the Saltwater Expo and sharing some time with us out there. And you know, all the money, or 10% of the money raised from that evening at the pub, went to the same charity as well. So that was good.
Well, you know, if we couldn't fish it, we could at least join you for food and drinks. Come on now.
Absolutely. Well, I think y'all were just delaying trying to get back to that hotel you were staying at.
Now that was the night before.
Okay.
We'd already fixed all that by then, but maybe we'll get to that here in a minute. Yeah, no, we weren't in a hurry to go back to that, no.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing for that I noticed at the tournament was that we had three guys come in first, second, and third, and it was all within a half an inch of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 56 and a quarter to 56 and three quarters. So that was pretty fun. You know, I always like when there's a nice tight competition.
Now, did you have, it was shad and catfish, correct?
Yeah, it was the total length of two shad of any type of shad and one catfish, any type of catfish. But really, this time of year, it's just mainly blue cats down in that section of the river. So,
okay, very cool. And yeah. The winner of the whole event was.
It was Brian Whalen. He came in with a total length of 56 and three quarters, and he won a trip with you guys as first place. And then
I don't know if that's first place, but
nah, it was. He seemed excited. So
that's true.
And then I asked. I said, "Well, have you fished with them before?" No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that'll be the end of it. He won't enter the tournament next year after he spends 4 hours on the water
nah.
with me this year. Yeah, you lost one.
No. That was a really cool prize, actually. And then Vander Heiden came in second with 56 and a half. And then Billy Rogulski came in with 56 and a quarter, much to his dismay that Vander Heiden came in above him.
Yeah, that was... That was too funny because William, I love him to death, but boy, he gets all worked up over any tournament. You could have a tournament in a Walmart parking lot fishing in a puddle, and William is going to beat you no matter what or try like heck to win. So when I came in the door, he told me that Tom had came in front of him. And then just knowing the way those two jab at each other all the time, I was like, oh, boy, I'm about to turn off my Facebook, I think, because it's going to be – It's going to be a long summer now. Those two are going to be fighting over everything. They're going to be counting the scales on the fish to see whose fish had more scales or ain't no down. It's going to be on this year now with them two.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool. Well,
yeah.
Tom, we appreciate you doing that, man. We appreciate you. You know, I know what it's like. I've done tournament directing before and run tournaments and tried to. I know it can be a lot, but I think things like that and, you know, a good cause.
It's a lot of fun to do them.
A good group. Yeah,
yeah,
it is, and we appreciate it. And
yeah, we're
going to
be doing it again next year. Oh, sorry, I was just saying we're going to go ahead and do it again next year, and tentatively we're looking at April 13th as the date. Hopefully the Saltwater Expo won't be the same day.
Yeah, hopefully not. But if any way, shape, or form that we as in the Double L and First Landing can be involved, you know, we'll be there for you, and I'm sure we got other listeners here that would be glad to help out. Next year you'll know a little more in advance, so we'll be able to get it up on the website and get it up on the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Shad fishing's a lot of fun. Yeah, no, we love to help you out. I mean, it's what it's all about, helping each other out. We're a good, tight little community, and also I don't mind at all, so I appreciate it, like I said. And
right
on. Anything we can do, don't hesitate to call on us.
Oh, absolutely, and we appreciate your support this year.
We'll do it again next year.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take that as a commitment.
All right, Tom,
actually, you already did that on the website.
You can. I told you.
You can stay on the line if you like, or you can go back to your chat room, and you only got one half of your team there tonight, so you probably shouldn't get in too much trouble from the misses. But
yeah, I should be safe tonight.
Yeah, you should be all right. But then again, we'll watch you. But thanks for calling in, man. Like I said, stay on the line if you like. Do we have any
all
other
right.
callers?
Not
thanks, Tom.
This time.
Thanks.
All right. Well, very good. Well, then it's time for me to keep running my mouth.
Great.
Well, very cool. So I've been mentioning that we did the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater. Oh, here we go. Button time. Dun, 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 dun. So we attended the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo last weekend. We had a great time up there in Richmond. Kayak Kevin's in the room, in the chat room with us. Kevin, like I said, I know you're probably busy there editing some kind of fishing video, but if you want to call in, go ahead. But, yeah, so we went to the Expo this weekend. Had a great time. I had a couple days of seminars to do. So I guess we got a little bit of time. We'll get real quick to the funny story everybody's been laughing about. So, yeah, Chris and I showed up Friday, set up for the show, did our thing, went to check in our hotel. Long story short, I wouldn't have checked into that hotel with a bag of, I don't know, it was horrible. It was the most disgusting hotel I'd ever seen in my life. I don't even know how to describe it. I actually called the front desk and asked the guy at the front desk if they had a room any worse than the room they had given us, because I'd like to stay in that room just to see if there was anything that could be any worse on the in the building. But anyway, to make a long story short, it was horrible, from the tree fungus growing in the hallway to the bathroom ceiling falling down. What do we have, mustard on our ceiling in the bedroom
mustard
part?
Mustard on the ceiling as far as I could tell. I wasn't going to investigate close up.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible. So anyway, Monday morning, the city of Richmond and the Henrico County Health Departments both got a phone call from me, and hopefully they'll get somebody over there to take care of that so nobody else experiences the same thing that we did. And the sad part was, it's a national chain that we've stayed in at many other places, and directly in front of that hotel, and I know this isn't a hotel show, it's a fishing show, but it was a hotel I stayed in probably 4 years in a row when I've done another show in Richmond and never had a problem. But this place there was pretty horrible. But for somehow, some way, my good friends Wayne Bradby and Kayak Kevin, they stayed in the same building as we did, and they toughed it out for the whole weekend. You guys, you got my credit, because I don't know, I had the heebie-jeebie feeling just walking in and out of that room for the brief 1 hour that Chris and I stayed there. So you guys, I don't know if you took a hot alcohol bath when you got back to Virginia Beach or what you did, but you guys did all right by me staying in there. I don't think, even if I was down and out on my luck, I probably would have been more comfortable sleeping on the box or something out in the parking lot. But anyway.
Well, I believe, you know, they had some reinforced security from Mr. Frank Bandy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that wasn't on night one. That was the other part about the neighborhood. It wasn't. Well, I can't say that because I stayed, like I already mentioned, in the hotel, but in front of it. Yep. So, yeah. Anyway, just for the record, anybody in Richmond, the day's in on the Chamberlain, was it Chamberlain Road, Chamberlain Lane? There's only one. Don't go there. That's all I got to say about that. So, anyway. So, we got another caller. We got Mr. Frank Bandy from Tar River Paddle Sports on the phone. What's going on, Frank?
Oh, ain't a whole lot. I figured I'd call and we can talk about the show or talk about the kayak pool. Or
Yeah, we're very cool. We're just getting to the show. I just had to give our listeners a brief rundown because Tom and I were joking around about the hotel accommodations that we had in Richmond. So I just thought I'd fill everybody in real quick on our beautiful 1 hour stay at the Days Inn. So needless to say, we got out of there, found a place right down the street that was more than a very nice place. So anyway, yeah. So Frank was also at the show with us this weekend. And so what did you think of it, Frank? Did you do all right up there? Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I had a good time. It was a few people there, and we talked to a few people about the frontier and had a few people playing on the frontier in the kayak pool there.
Yeah, they had set up a pool in the middle of the location just for Frank to let people demo his new canoe, his Frontier, on the water. So anybody who was interested could also take a paddle, stand up. Chris demoed the boat many times over the weekend. I was getting a little nervous there for a while that we might be adding a different brand of boat to our arsenal, but I think she's okay with that now.
That's right. Yeah, I tried logging in, so I figured I'd call and tell everybody hello, and we had a good time.
Well, very cool, Frank. Well, we appreciate it. We had a lot of fun with you up there. It's always good to see old friends and hang out at the shows like that. And we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. I hope it works out for you. You know, sometimes those things like that, the shows for people like Frank and myself, it's not always a point of sale right at the show, but hopefully we try to build some business and hopefully hear from somebody down the road or whatever. And not everything happens immediately at the show like that. A lot of people think they go there and they're going to become a millionaire when they get by the time the show is over, but it doesn't always work like that. So, but no, I think it was done well. Had a lot of good speakers, a lot of local celebrities, so to speak, there. We had a lot of good captains from the area. It's good to see some of the other people around. Yeah, that's right. Chris has put up Jet Ski Brian was there. Of course, I already mentioned Kayak Kevin. If you guys aren't familiar with Jet Ski Brian, you got to go Google him up. I know you'll see him up there. He's literally turned a jet ski. Well, he has several. What do you say? He has four or five of them. And he goes offshore fishing at them. He's got rocket launchers on there, radar, bottom machine. He's got it all. He fishes all around our waters and further down. He's also been featured on the World Fishing Network, the Mark Melnick show on World Fishing Network. They went amberjack fishing, it was, out of North Carolina, out of the jet ski. So most of the time I can't tolerate those little personal watercraft people when we're fishing. And if anyone in here has got a jet ski, I'm not meaning to offend you if you're courteous when you're on the water, but I've run into more non-courteous jet skiers than I have courteous jet skiers in the areas I fish. But Brian's not a problem because Brian gets in his and he goes 15, 20 miles offshore. I believe he told us. What did he say, Chris? He goes as far as 60 miles. Is that what he said?
I believe that's what he said. Correct.
Yeah, so he's nowhere near us when he's going 60 miles offshore. But take a look. Chris has put up a link to Jet Ski Brian. If you've never seen Jet Ski Brian, even for us kayak anglers, it's a thing to behold that jet ski, the way he's got it rigged up. He's even got one with a windshield. And he's crazy. He's definitely crazy with that thing. He does a lot of outstanding fishing. Excellent still photos. You're right about that. I'm sorry, everyone, if you're listening to this on podcast. I was kind of reading the chat room, but somebody put up in there, Jet Ski Brian takes excellent still photos, and actually we got a calendar from him of some of his pictures and all that he had done. You're correct. He does take awesome photos. Yeah, he goes as far as the Norfolk Canyon. Yeah, very cool. So back to the show, I guess. What else do we have? Yeah, so Kevin did some seminars. Kevin did all weekend on landing big fish from the kayak, which was very informative and pretty cool to listen to. If anybody hasn't had a chance to check out Kevin, go check him out. But he did a great job all weekend. It was fun to hang out with him, too. It was kind of nice. We went all the way to Richmond, and half a Tidewater, I think, followed all of us. We were all up there, so it was pretty cool. It didn't feel like we were too far from home. And I'm going to toot my own horn for a second just because it was a pretty funny story, but I had done my last seminar on Sunday, and the professional TV whatever host it was, Mark Davis, was there, and I was still running my mouth, and everybody was hanging out in our afterwards looking at my tackle and asking me how to tie knots, blah, 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 whatever. And Mr. Davis was waiting to take the stage, and I was apologizing, telling him I was get out of his way, and he told me to hold, you know, not to rush, and Chris was trying to help me clean up and get out of there, and he asked me if I could leave some of my people behind for him because he had about four people in his seminar, and I don't know how many I had. I had well more than four people in there, but it's kind of funny and flattering at the same time to have a TV show host ask you to leave your people in the room, but unfortunately they didn't stick it out. They followed me back to the booth so they could ask more questions and talk, so that was pretty cool. Kind of flattering, like I said, just a little 5-second Mark Lozier plug there. But anyway, so yeah, we had a great time. It was a very cool show. I'll do it again. I enjoyed it. Met some great people. There was a rep there for Stick It Anchor Pins. There was a lot of stuff going on there. What else was there that I'm missing? Frank, Chris, somebody help me out here.
Of course, anything? Kevin single-handedly sold that guy's fish and chicken breading.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, guy Kevin definitely made sure to let everybody know where to get your breading from. He had a booth set up straight across from him that was frying fish all weekend, so Kevin partaked in all of that. So anyway, yeah, good show. If you didn't make it, I'm sorry. If you did, said hi and stopped by, very cool. We raised, we had a little raffle going at our booth. We raised over $100 for Heroes on the Water. So that's pretty cool. Nice to have people come up and ask us what Heroes on the Water was about. And we passed it along to them. They fed me all weekend, Kevin, saying, yeah, we know, we know. So anyway, very cool. Yeah. So getting on to the fishing thing again. So Chris and I are going to be going tomorrow. Speckled Trout Bite is on here in Hampton Roads, Flounder. We're going to go out tomorrow night and see if we can find some of those specks and bluefish. I got a couple charters already lined up, so I have not been fishing since I got back, so got to do some scouting, too, just to see what's going on out there. Looking pretty excited about that. I had to go out and clean up my kayaks. I've been sitting idle for too long, so tonight I got home and got the boats all together and got it ready to go fishing, so... We were fishing in an undisclosed location, Chris says. Well, you better tell me because I'm driving the truck there tomorrow, so I need to know where we're going.
I'll blindfold you.
You going to blindfold me while I'm driving?
Oh, maybe not a good idea. How about I'm driving?
Okay, you can drive. That'd be a first. You never drive the truck.
It's not very economical, honey.
Oh, yeah, true. All right. Chewy toy. Very cool. All right. Well, we're going to start wrapping it up then. It's about 8:45. You make sure everybody you tune in the rest of the week tomorrow night. Mark, the landing crew Wheeler. Mark did not call in tonight, so I have no clue what he is going to be doing his show on tomorrow, but be sure to tune in to Mark. And then Thursday night is Chip Gibson, the tree hugger. Friday is our Wild Wild West show, which is now on the West Coast time, which they have been for a couple weeks. So that would be, 11 o'clock here, 8 o'clock their time. Spike and Ike. And then we bring it back around on Monday to Redfish Chuck. On Monday nights out of the Mosquito Lagoon area. Mr. Becker said, I'm assuming he's saying Wheeler has no clue what he's doing tomorrow night either. Now, you're probably right. He doesn't have any clue. I'm not sure. He usually calls in and gives me a little heads up so I can tell everybody. So it'll be a mystery show tomorrow night, everyone. Tune in to the Mystery Hour with Mark Wheeler.
He's probably fishing in that undisclosed location everybody else is fishing tonight.
Probably is. It's not that undisclosed, but that's probably is where he's at. We got a beautiful day here today. It was in the 70s, sunny, flat. It was very calm, so I don't blame anybody for not being on the radio tonight, being out there on the water. That's where we're going to be, so it should be pretty good. What else you got, Chris? Anything I missed tonight? We got anything coming up, anything good going on that I'm forgetting about? I didn't have to ask you tonight where the Richmond Showplace was, did I?
No, you did not. You've got the Virginia Beach Anglers Club on Thursday, if anybody wants to see you live, and in person, which is open to the public.
Yeah, like I said, anybody, come on out. This would be cool to have some people there, have some fellow kayakers in the room. It's not a kayak fishing club, so it's always cool when I get to go to the other clubs in the area and talk about kayak fishing. Used to be I got you fish out of that. Now they want to learn about it, especially at $4 a gallon gas, and I can only imagine what the gas prices must be in a marina. If you keep your boat in a marina, if it's $4 on the street, it's probably closer to $4.50 in a marina. So no, I'm glad I don't own a boat anymore. Somebody's asking, what is a tog fish? Never heard of them. Still posted a pic on. Someone posted a pic on Facebook. Yeah, tautog, if you're from the northern region, you hear them called blackfish all the time. They're basically a structure-dwelling fish. You usually catch them around rocks or any type of wreck or something under in the bottom. We have them here all the time. The winter is a much better time, or the cold water is much better to catch them, mostly because you don't have to fight your bait past other fish to get to the tog, actually. They're very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not that they're difficult to catch, but they can come out and take clean your hook, and you don't even know it. And typically, once they get on, they want to go right back into that rock or structure that they're on. Kayak Kevin, he's got a thing he just posted up. Click that link, and you can see the tog that Lee caught. But typically, like I said, once they hit, they're going to go back in. So as soon as you've got that strike, you got to crank them out of there, park their eyes, and bring them out, and then bring them to the top. Incredible eating fish. Put up a great fight. Like I said, you just got to be able to get your bait down to them. They're here all the time, but the problem is when it gets warmer weather, there's so many other species on that piece of real estate that you're fishing that it's sometimes difficult to get to them. But any of your rocks or on the bridge pilings at the bottom, the rubble, wrecks, things like that, they are tricky. Yeah, that's what a Kayak Kevin just posted up. They're tricky. But, boy, they're fun and great eating, like I already said. So they'll definitely break your heart a lot of times. They'll pick you clean. Your hook will come back clean. You'll never even know. Never even know that they were on there. So a lot of fun. So go check those links out that were just put up. Yes, and Chris keeps mentioning their teeth. They got a heck of a grill on them. That's because of the way they feed off the rocks and stuff like that. That's why I was commenting earlier that they, being funny that a dentist on a boat by the name of the Healthy Grin potentially or does have the new record. So that's pretty cool. Okay, we get the point. They have teeth. Yes, they do. Human looking teeth, too, at that. So if you get a chance to look at a picture of them or go look at Kevin's link, look at the fish there. They almost look like a human when you look at the teeth. A human with no dental care, but a human at that. So, very cool. All right, well, we're getting close to the hour, so I'm going to start wrapping this up. I thank you, everybody in the chat room, for tuning in. I appreciate it. As always, you guys are the ones that keep the show going, having your support, tuning in. If you missed the show, you can always download it on podcast. Don't forget to tune in the rest of the week to all of our other hosts. I'd like to thank all my sponsors now, my newest of the Aqua Dream Living Spoons. Had a great time this weekend in Richmond showing them off to everybody. Hopefully that was pretty cool. Native Watercraft, Daiwa Fishing. Teeth, they must not be native to some states. Sorry, I'm reading the chat room there. Daiwa Fishing, as I just mentioned, if you haven't went over and checked out our Facebook page, go check out First Landing Kayak Fishing. Starting to put fishing reports up there now. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going, and I got some trips lined up already. So been back for a week and already starting to book some trips. So hopefully we'll be sharing a lot of that with everybody. Don't forget the Boondoggle, October 5th through the 8th, Columbus Day weekend, Virginia Beach Boondoggle. We're looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great time. You can get all your information from Yak Angler or Kayak Fishing Radio. And we also, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, TKA.org has a thread on there for the Boondoggle.
Ready?
Boondoggle.
I'm ready.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right.
Now mention the next big sponsor.
YakAngler.com.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out YakAngler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
How's that?
Aha! I'm glad you got that down and I didn't get any of the sheep calls or anything. That's pretty good.
How about this for you?
All right. We'll let you guys get to your rest of your Tuesday evening. Thanks again for tuning in. Look forward to next week. Like I said, we're going to have Wayne Bradley, tournament director for TKA.org, on here and see what else we can drum up. Hopefully have some more great fishing reports to give you guys and let you know what's biting here and locally. All right, Chris, let's get us out of here. You ready?
everybody that's fishing, tight lines. And remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation angler.
Good night, everyone. Thanks again.